Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. Welcome to the Michael Van Tol Show podcast, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is Michael Van Tol. I'm expecting some more Sunday morning team in a few minutes, but we do have from the Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Caffey. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the team that's a part, and good morning to the team that's coming to be a part. Shout out to the mission they had at Humphrey this morning. Amen. And shout out to you, Detroit. Thank you for listening.
Yes, I'm going to go down the list here. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. She is away, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. We expect her back next week. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, probably preparing for her sermon this morning. Missionary Hattie Humphrey, I understand, is in Toledo this weekend, but she said she will be listening. And minister and gospel artist Randall Smith, also part of the team. So hopefully that they'll be calling in as we go on. But guess what?
Yeah.
My dad, former Salvation Army major and minister, he taught me something while he was here. He said, keep on moving, keep going. Don't let anything slow you down. Don't let anything get in the way of your success, of your plans. And like, you know, even with our Wednesday evening services, if it said 6 o'clock start, he started at six. And we did not wait. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I got a few notes I wanted to share. We've got news and weather coming up in a few minutes. I want to thank some people, that are listening to the program. Chaplain, I haven't really focused on this, but I just appreciate our American audiences that listen to the program. But I want to thank those who are listening in South Korea, Ireland, Canada,
woo-hoo,
and Germany.
Yes.
Thank you. I know you're listening. I see the statistics. Thank you for listening to the Michael Van Tol Show podcast live here in Detroit. Absolutely. What a weekend.
Yes.
We had Thanksgiving, and we thank God for what we have. And you know, you have to, no matter what it is, remember that God is the reason that you have what you have, and you didn't get it all by yourself. God made you, and He created you, and He gave you the wisdom and intelligence. He gave whatever you have, He gave it to you. And be grateful, be thankful. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. We don't have to focus on all that stuff about the traditional Thanksgiving. All I know, Thanksgiving is for me to appreciate and thank God for what He's done for me. You know,
that's right.
So whether I have a turkey or not, whether I have a turkey or not, I'm going to thank God. If it's a chicken, it could be steak,
that's
whatever.
Right.
fish and chips. I'm going to thank God for what he's got. Man, I
it
watched
could
that
be a bologna sandwich.
Yes, yes. Look, that's right. You know, you always throw a curveball in there. I enjoyed watching that Michigan game. It was so much fun. It was so exciting. Yeah, we are going to talk about
My cousin called me this morning because I told him I predicted that the Lions was going to lose, sadly. But then I told him Michigan was going to lose, too, out of spite because he likes Michigan. And my, did Michigan turn it around, man.
They did.
It was a joy to watch.
It was great for a Saturday afternoon. And,
yes, it was.
You know, they started out Ohio State started out strong, and it was like, how many Red Bulls did they drink? And I just knew it was just a matter of time before they ran out of gas, ran out of energy. I didn't see how they could sustain that energy level for too long. And guess what? When they came out in the second half, it was lights out for Ohio State.
Lights out.
How sad it must have been in Columbus, Ohio, right now after that game.
We ought to call and make sure the missionary all right. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Down there in Ohio.
That's right. I hope they're not trying to keep her down there. You know, her in Ohio. They all mad because they lost. But you know, all right, we're gonna take a short break. When we come back, we got the latest in news and weather, and we'll be back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of this realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with Chaplain Stephen Cathy. In the news this morning, actress and singer Irene Cara, an Oscar and Grammy winner, best known for the theme songs of Fame and Flashdance in the early 80s, has died. Her publicist said she was 63. Judith Moss said, please share your thoughts and memories of Irene in a tweet announcing the singer's death. I'll be reading each and every one of them, and she'll be smiling from heaven. She adored her fans. She was a beautifully gifted soul whose legacy will live forever through her music and films. Irene Cara died in her Florida home. The cause of death is unknown, according to her publicist. As a youth, Irene Cara appeared on TV's Electric Company before acting as a teen in the movies Aaron Loves Angela and Sparkle. Her breakthrough came as Coco Hernandez in the 1980 musical Fame, about New York High School for the Performing Arts. She had a hit record with that movie's title song and another ballad, Out Here on My Own. She was nominated for a Golden Globe and two Grammys that year. 3 years later, Cara wrote the lyrics for Flashdance. What a Feeling, another radio smash for which he received an Oscar for Best Original Song and a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance. She had a few other hits too, and she starred in movies such as City Heat and DC Cab and Certain Fury, Irene Cara, Flashdance. That soundtrack will last forever. That's a memorable dancing when she was sitting in that chair and the water splashed down on her. I remember Flashdance. An arrest warrant has been issued in Mexico for a woman suspected of fatally assaulting a friend from North Carolina while on vacation last month in San Jose del Cabo, a prosecutor says. Shenquella Robinson, 25, was traveling with college friends from Winston-Salem State University when she died while staying in a vacation rental property, said her father, Bernard Robinson. Robinson, with six friends, arrived October 28th in Mexico, according to a Thursday statement by Mexican prosecutors working on extradition proceedings with their county's attorney general and foreign affairs ministry. Evidence shows the death resulted from a direct attack, not an accident, and involved a female friend of the victim, the prosecutor said. Mexican authorities have said the death occurred in San Jose del Cabo. The FBI said it occurred in nearby San Lucas, and the agency has not answered CNN's request for comment. Mexican officials have not named the suspect, but confirmed she is a citizen who is believed to be in the United States. No one has been charged in the case yet, and authorities have not released the names of Robinson's friend. CNN has reached out to the U.S. State Department, FBI, and U.S. Justice Department for comment. A CNN reporter admitted that Black Twitter was responsible for keeping the story alive and trending until mainstream media picked it up. Watching from the sidelines, roughly 100 people gathered in a small French alpine village of Saint-Firmin to bid farewell to their ski lift as a small team worked to dismantle it last month. The reason? It hasn't been in use for years because there was no more snow. Global warming happened, and that's what changed our view of this site. Dieter Bozen, 63, a lifelong resident of Saint-Firmin and an elected official serving in the village, told CNN, "We'll have to give it back to nature." The ski site was originally built in 1964 to help kids from the village learn how to ski somewhere close to home before they tackled more challenging trails around the Alps. While it once enjoyed regular winter snowfalls, things have deteriorated in recent decades. It's a situation currently being experienced in other French and European ski resorts as climate crisis is blamed for shortening ski seasons and reducing mountain snow and glacier cover. The lack of snow meant that the last time it rained about 15 years ago and for just one weekend. Since then, it has not been in use. I wish people realize that this global warming is for real. It's for real. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Michigan football dominated Ohio State in the second half Saturday in Columbus to polish off a perfect 12-0 regular season. The Wolverines and Buckeyes both came into a matchup 11-0 and ranked among the top three teams in college football rankings. Then a year after breaking its losing streak against Ohio State and winning the Big Ten title, Michigan went on the road and got its first win in Columbus since 2000. Michigan hung around in the first half despite being outplayed on both sides of the ball. Cornelius Johnson caught a 69-yard touchdown and a 75-yard touchdown on back-to-back offensive plays to give the Wolverines a brief 17-13 lead before Ohio State took a 20-17 advantage in the break. Then J.J. McCarthy threw a third long touchdown pass to open the second half, hitting Colston Loveland from 45 yards to take a 24-20 lead, and they never turned back after that. One more piece of news. It's just baffling. 2 weeks after the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, dozens of local, state, and federal investigators are still working to determine who carried out the brutal attack. After sifting through more than 1,000 tips and conducting at least 150 interviews, investigators have yet to identify a suspect or uncover a murder weapon, which is believed to be a fixed-blade knife. The four students were found stabbed to death on November 13th in an off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho. The killings have unsettled the campus community and the town of about 25,000, which has not seen a murder since 2015. This is going to be one of those real mysteries, and it may take that CSI investigation to uncover that killer may be watching and right there in the community, watching the investigation, knowing people, acting like they don't have nothing to do with it. I hope they catch those vicious killers. To be able to go in there and stab four people to death, what a horrific crime. Chaplain Kathy, you are substituting for Kimberly Batchelor Davis with the weather. Let's hear what the weather is today and this week, sir.
All right. I'm glad I'm not certified to do this in a timely manner, and I'm in the process of doing this right now. Here, please. My daughter has a lock on her iPad, so I got to take – I need the numbers. No, I need the numbers because it's going to lock again. Please. Please give me the passcode. You know you got to beg your kids for the passcode when it's happening to the weather on the radio?
See, that's why you got don't let them have total control. You know.
And yes. Okay.
Well, I'm looking out the window right now. I can
now
see it's raining. That's one
rain.
Thing.
Yes. 22558. Look at this. There you go. I got it. All righty. Okay. Help me, Lord. Help me. These kids and these electronics, they know it better than you. I had it. And my daughter, can you come back to me right quick? Because I had it. And my
Absolutely.
Daughter has done something with the iPad. Please, if you come back to me in a couple minutes, I'll
Absolutely.
Be able to do it for you.
Yes, sir.
Can
we
you go
can.
Back
we
to
can.
That, please?
Okay, great. As we're waiting for the weather numbers to come up, I did want to let you know that Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is preparing another one of those financial seminars that's been a hit for Michigan Ocean over the years. We haven't selected a date yet for our seminar, but we are going to have a great team. We've got a money coach, expert in retirement and tuition, retirement and college tuition expert that's going to be doing a presentation. Humana has a representative that's going to be there also to talk about health coverage. Bank is sending a representative. It's only $25, and of course, yours truly will be also a presenter at this workshop. It's going to be in December. We want to catch you before the holidays, before the new year, because we don't want to wait. This is a financial boot camp preparing for the holidays and the new year now. Refreshments available. It's going to be in Farmington Hills, and you can meet your presenters and facilitators, network with other participants, have your questions answered, information shared, learn more, meet with the presenters and privately and sign up for services. So I'm looking forward to this. Only $25. By this time next week, I'll have the exact date and time, but it will be before Christmas. So we're looking forward to that financial boot camp. Be ready for that. It's going to be from 9 to 12 on a Saturday between now before Christmas. So look forward to that. We are so excited to be planning this, and it's going to really help people out. We want to catch you before all the spending, before all the borrowing, before all the decisions are made. We want to catch people before that. And we put together some of the important people from some of the best financial institutions around: Chase Bank, Humana, an expert money coach, and of course, yours truly representing Michigan Ocean Strategy Group talking about surviving the first 5 years in business. So we're looking forward to that. All right. We ready for the weather yet?
Yes, Chad? I am.
All
yes,
right,
I am.
Here we
yes,
are.
Yes, I am.
All right. For Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, is Chaplain
yes.
Justin Caffey with the weather. Go right ahead,
yes.
sir.
All right, today we're looking at 45 degrees, high 45 with the low 36. Tomorrow we're looking at 44 degrees. High 44, low 35 degrees. Tuesday, we're looking at a high 53. Now, that's promising right there, y'all, with a low ending in a low 50. Wednesday, we're looking at possible rain showers. Unfortunately, again, however, we're looking at a high 54 with a low of the 27. Thursday, we're looking at a high 38 degrees. Kind of chilly right there, y'all, with a low 27. Friday, we're looking at a high 46. With a low of 37 degrees. Saturday, I don't have no help on here. Saturday, we're looking at 49 degrees, high 49 with a low of 31 degrees. Then next following that Sunday, we're looking at a high 45 degrees with a low of 36. The news and weather is brought to you by the Michael Van Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. However, I piggybacked off Derek Kevra. Kevra or Fox 2 News. God bless you all today. That has been your weather.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just waiting for, the the team, they're going to come back and they're going to critique the weather. The Sunday morning.
Yes, I know they're coming to say something.
They tough.
Yeah.
They go come for you.
Yeah, they
we
tough.
Have another member of the Sunday morning team join us, minister and gospel artist, Randall Smith. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning,
all
sir.
Right.
We've got three of us on the team. Guess what? It's all men today. All men on the Sunday
oh,
morning
yeah.
team. You know, we represent. This is some. Wait till
yeah.
The rest of the team comes back and we tell them that it was all men. It's an all men show
yeah.
today. And so they're going to wish, somebody's going to wish they would have called in to break up this party.
Yes. Gentlemen, it wasn't my idea. I got to stay out of the hot seat. I did not put this together. It just happened like this.
Okay.
I'm the youngest out of three, y'all, so I ain't said
Minister,
nothing.
Minister Smith, share with us some words of encouragement and what's on your mind today. Missionary Hattie Humphrey was down in Toledo and for the weekend, and so she was not able to be on the program this morning. And we sent her love and regards. She said she'll be listening. But the floor is yours, Minister Smith.
No, I'm just out in Ohio.
You
and,
too?
You're
also in Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
what's going on?
I need to get away.
So
I've been in
the
face of the – no, I don't do games, but I just –
You didn't go, you didn't go see
to,
the Michigan and
nah.
Ohio game? Okay.
Nope. I just needed a visitation from the good master.
Okay.
So he's just doing it, so – I appreciate the opportunity of being part of the Sunday morning team. You know, I told you a while ago that what got the vision that he gave you, it should go national.
And that's what we
national.
That's what we plan on doing. That's what we plan on doing. We've had some plans for 2023. And some of it I've shared with you. We're going to take this higher. We're going to have some big name interviews on the show.
And then with the gospel music and the ministry of preaching, the preached word should be involved, because I just got a message. Nashville, Tennessee, a 17-year-old girl got shot at a funeral.
I thought I did hear something about that.
Wow, really? But these are perilous times, and these are, and unfortunately, God removes his hand We got a problem.
So. You know, there's a level of hate that has seemed to have been opened up right now,
mm-hmm.
and we're seeing all of these mass shootings. We're seeing people snap. They're snapping. Look at the guy in Walmart, the night manager at Walmart. And it seems like something, everybody's on the edge, and they're snapping. This should have been predicted in the Bible. You know, another thing I want to do. I want to make sure that once we cover our intro and news, weather, we talk to some guests, and once we have the people in the first 30 minutes, I'm swinging it around, and we're going to put a biblical, spiritual connection to this program, because I believe that God gave me this platform, and there was something he wanted me to say to reach people, and once we reach them, I want them to think about what's going on. What did you just hear in the news? For them to think about it and realize how they have input on this world, this life, and your actions. You can, you know, how do you react when somebody cuts you off on the street? How do you react when somebody cuts in front of you at the grocery store? How do you react when somebody calls you and tells you something that you don't like? Do you go off on them? Do you get angry? Do you lose your mind? You know, Chaplain Kathy, you were talking about prank calls. And isn't it amazing how, you know, and we all listen to Nephew Tommy all the time, but isn't it amazing how the church deacon, the choir member, the usher board person, when they prank call them, how long does it take before they start dropping the F-bomb and cussing and using all this foul language?
Yeah.
Usually about 60 seconds. Do you mean to tell me that people are 60 seconds, church people are 60 seconds from losing their religion?
Absolutely. And I was telling my brother that yesterday. I said to him, I said, if you ever want to find out if your pastor real or not, prank phone calling. I bet you within the first 30 seconds, he or her just may say some stuff to you that'll shock you.
Some of it is in the first 30 seconds. It's amazing.
Ain't no doubt.
And I listened to one the other day, and the person said, I hope my pastor is not listening to this. And Nephew Tommy said, yes, he will be, because it's going to be on in the morning. You know, so they're worried about, but they're worried about their pastor. That's who they shouldn't be worried about him.
They should be worried about
right, and their relationship. So if it takes you, if it takes you 30 to 60 seconds before you just lose your composure and start cussing and you're reverting back. I know some people listening to the show are like, I thought, is that Sister Harvey? Is that her? She's our Sunday school teacher. She's more religious than all of us.
Right.
And here
but
she
that'd
goes.
That'd be the thing. That'd be the thing right there, though, Mike. That'd be the thing. Religion, you're religious, but yet have no relationship. That's a message. Are you religious, or do you have a relationship with God? That's what we need to know.
I was in a play one day.
Go ahead.
I was at a play. Oh, I didn't even tell y'all. I did a little dabbed in acting for a little bit. I was in a play that ran for a weekend at the Millennium a few years ago. And one of my lines was, I'm reading the story now. It's in the religious section of the newspaper. I'll never forget how that felt to say that line, because you're right. People get caught up in this religion, the ritual. You know, don't you go to some churches, and I'm not going to name them, but there's some churches.
Don't pull the covers off of them.
Right. There's so much into ritual. You get up, you sit down, you sing this song, you pray, you sing that song. They're so caught up in that regular ritual.
Yes.
That sometimes, that's why I wrote that poem, Preacher. First things first, we'll open the doors to the church when they first come in, confront the sin, sing some hymns, especially those who haven't been and has been, next to kin, sit so close to him I could smell the gin. Because my thing is, let's forget the ritual and that over process. What if we're going to see, this is, y'all got me, let me sit down and be quiet. Y'all got me talking and trying to preach up in here, and I'm a poet. Look,
you had to be doing good. If you say, let you sit down, that means you was already good to you. You've been standing up ever since. Good.
Yeah, I don't even need to be, you know, doing all this big talking here. But I got tired of going into churches. They would sing, they would pray, they would sing, they would talk about the announcements and all that. And we don't know who's sitting there. They need some help right now. But they it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then by the time the service is over, around 1 o'clock, 1:30, 1:45, then the pastor says the doors to the church are open. If you're seeking the Lord, you lost them. So some of them changed their mind. They're not going to go up there now. Some of them left already. Mm-hmm. They left after when they was getting ready to do the collection. But they came.
Right.
What about people who get up and come to church to be saved as soon as they walk in the church? But then we missed out on them because we didn't go through, they went through the ritual. And by the time, because all that time, the devil is working on their mind. Oh, man, you don't need to go up there. You good person. You're a good person. You just going to get on out and go back home, man. You don't need to wait, turn your life over to Jesus. You can just go back home, watch the game, go back to sleep. See, the devil is working on their minds the whole time. So let's not wait 2.5 hours or 3 hours before you ask if anybody wants to turn their life over. You lost half the people. So what you have to do sometimes is just tell them, look, if you want to pray right now, if you want to come up here right now, come on up here right now.
That's right.
Let me sit down and be quiet.
No, you're preaching, man. You're preaching this morning, man. I don't want you to stop because you're on a good run. And the thing is, that is very important. And churches don't do that. They'll let you come in and get established with what's going on in the church. Why? Because, as you say, they are accustomed to the tradition of religion.
I've heard places actually tell people, excuse me, you're out of order. We're going to have one of the ushers escort you back over. Can you be quiet? You know, I've been in churches where that, you know, somebody's out praising the Lord. And I don't mind if, you know, something is, if they're being disruptive, you know. So, you know, you just sometimes, you know, we've got all sorts of people coming in the church now. But if somebody's praising the Lord, you know, and it's not causing a disruption, let them praise the Lord. Let them say what they have to say, you know, as long as it's not, you know. But even sometimes we have to have some praise and worship. I thought that's what the church was all about.
Yeah. The Bible says to enter into the gates with thanksgiving, but enter into the courts in praise, with praise. So you have to give God praise anyhow, and you have to give him some anyhow praise. God sees you through based on what you do. I wish I had some help on here. He is going to see you based on what you do. And if you're giving God praise, if you're giving God glory, if you're magnifying his name, if you're lifting his name up on high, he will hold fast to his word that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of time. It's amazing how we get up every day on God's breath, but yet we do the devil's work. Isn't that amazing? That
yeah.
We get up on God's breath. God wake us up every day, but yet we do the devil's, a lot of us do the devil's work. That makes no sense to me. I was talking to a guy who said that he was an atheist, and he go to church now. Why? Because I let him know, how can you be not believe in the God whose breath got you alive? The devil's breath didn't get Adam up in the Garden of Eden. It wasn't, the devil didn't breathe in the nostril of Adam and made Adam a living being. It was God. So how can we do the devil's work when it's God's breath that keeps us alive? I wish I had a small piece of help on here today.
You know, you're right. You know, thank God, praise him, because it's important to be able to praise God, and people should be allowed to do that. I just don't think, you know, there should be some process every Sunday where you do the same thing over and over again. It never... You never make allowances for people and what they're dealing with. You know, here we go again. I'm not a Bible scholar, you know, but the Bible does say about, it does speak about singing and worshiping and praising God. You know, I think if I'm not mistaken, over in it's Ephesians chapter 5.
There you go.
Verse 19.
There you go. I'm going to have to entertain them listening to this.
It says something singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. It is to him. Singing is such a unique way of bringing your heart, soul, mind, and strength together to focus entirely and completely on God. You know, that's what I'm saying. There's another part that says about with the cymbals and the drums, you know, and I'm not familiar with where that one is either, but it does. I remember when I was heard about it. Matter of fact, I think it was in Psalms where they, do Psalms go up to 150? Do they have 150 Psalms? Because I think it says about praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. I'm not even sure if Psalms goes up to 150. I guess it does. But Psalms 150 verse 5, praise him with loud cymbals.
Wow.
But I know I'm not a preacher, but you know, I'm just doing the best I can, you know, but
I wish the other team would just call in, man. I need some help on here, man. And I know Kimberly Bachelor Davis laughing because she hears you running, man. She hears you running, and she somewhere else right now. She hears you. And especially if you hear him, just send him a text. You hear me?
Well, I know a lot of people listen to this program online.
Yeah.
And I wanted thank them right now for listening to it. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show live in Detroit. And, you know, what I'd like to do is bring you news and weather on Sunday mornings because, you know, I found out that on Detroit radio in the mornings, there's not much news and weather, you know.
Right.
And yes, we've got a couple of news stations that bring it, but in the morning – I think it's, you know, it's appropriate. There's less news and weather than any other time, but I want the people of God to be informed also. So, and I want I want this to be Detroit's Sunday morning news destination, because once we do that, then we're going to kind of turn the corner halfway
That's
through
right.
the program, and we're going to say, okay, now that we're here, let's talk about some things that will help you in your life. Okay, we're not going to sit
right.
up here and give you bad news for an hour or hour
That's
and a
right.
half. Okay, now we're going to tell you the news in the first few minutes. Okay, and we might even have an elected official on or celebrity or somebody like that. But you know what? We are going to turn the corner and we're going to talk about God and the relationship you have with Jesus Christ and what you're doing in your life and how you're making your life better and how you're going to be help to improve the lives of others. So that's what we're going to do. We're not going to sit up here and do this, you know, this ain't CNN.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we ain't going to be doing the CNN thing all morning long. We're just going to let
That's
you know
right.
what happened overnight in the last few days, you know, since
right.
the last Sunday. But then we're going to talk about what God is doing. See, we're going to bring you the good news, you know. We might bring you the news at the top of the hour, but then we're going to give you the good news too. So we have to balance
right.
it all out. And that's why, you know, that's why I think a lot of people have problems now because they're it's all the bad stuff and none of the good stuff, you know.
That's right.
You know, what are you doing? Do you get up and pray in the morning? Do you always, you know, I go about each day, Chaplain, I go about thinking like God's watching me. Because he
That's
is.
That's right.
And
he
you
is.
Have to think about that as you go about your day, like,
mm-hmm.
okay, all right, I guess so God's
mm-hmm.
watching me. I guess I better be careful. I guess I better not
mm-hmm.
say or do something, you know, because he is aware of everything that's going on. And, you know, you have to do that. You have to be conscious of things like that because it will help you to stay focused and
That's
definitely
right.
pray about things. You know, I don't know how people get, you know, when I get ready to do something big, let's say I got to speak in front of hundreds of people or perform, or just I'm a guest speaker somewhere, you know, I stop and pray first.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
That's
it's,
right.
Whether it's an hour before or that morning, at some point, I'm going to pray about my appearance there at that function.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pray that God gives me the right frame of mind, the right thoughts, the right words, that he gives me boldness
right.
and courage, that it gives me strength. And that he guides my words and actions so that I can do my best, so I can not fail, so that I can say and
mm-hmm.
do the right thing. And I don't
that's
know
right.
how people, well, I do know, when you don't do that, that's when things happen. When
that's
you
right.
say, that's when you say something, you know, how many times have we heard celebrities, actors, elected officials, sports stars, have to apologize for something they said, something they posted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because,
mm-hmm.
look, if I post something, really make a statement on social media, trust me, I'm going to pray about it first. Because
right.
once you put it out there,
it's over.
It's no turning back.
You're going to put
something out there, social media. Do you know that there are groups that will record stuff. You wonder, how do they do that? Well, they're groups that record stuff to catch it so that they have it. So that even if you take that off of social media, it's too late. They got organizations out here that capture and save what you posted.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, wow, how did they get that? Oh, they're out
mm-hmm.
here waiting for you. They're waiting for you to post something. And then when you post
mm-hmm.
it, you know, so you got to be careful. Come on and say something, Chaplain, before I turn this into preaching hour.
It's a good hour. You are absolutely right, Brother Mike. And one thing I tell folk, as I've often said, is greater is he. There's a he that lives within you that is greater than this old world. And that he is that breath. That he is that breath of life that was breathed in the nostril of Adam and changed Adam from a being to a living being. So when we focus in on that he, we got to know that we got God's breath in our body. So the purpose of us is to do good even in spite of all of the challenges that we face every day. Our purpose is to be good. But a lot of times, I think I said it to you earlier, we change positions and we make our destiny more important than our purpose. And that's why we find ourselves stuck in the way of life, because our positions have changed. God has a purpose for us. Your destiny is met after the prerequisite is accomplished, which is your purpose. So I truly thank you. But do we have a caller on the line, though, Mike, at it ending with the number 1155?
No, not yet.
She's not on yet. Well, that's Pastor Joyce Brown. Yeah, that's Harriet Tubman of the Hood, as they call her, Pastor Joyce Brown. We're hoping that she calls in and we can get an opportunity to hear her words of wisdom as well.
I'm watching for it. I'm monitoring the boards now. We'll definitely do that. I want to mention a couple things. As you know, I am legislative aide to Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Since April, it's been a while. Since April now, I've been working for, I guess it's called Team 6, our District 6. And it's been a joy and pleasure working for the commissioner. We've got some events coming up. There's for veterans. In our district, there's a movie night to see the movie Devotion. Devotion is about black fighter pilots during the Korean War who sacrificed mm-hmm. themselves and turned the tide of the battle. That is, once again, it's for veterans, far west side of Detroit and Redford. And it's free to veterans, and it's free to their grandkids too, because we want to make sure that the young people know about this history. You know, a lot of people don't know too much about the Korean War, but I can tell you this: if you know about current events, it is like one of the hot spots right now. I just read an article this morning that said Kim Jong-un, the president of North Korea, wants to make North Korea a nuclear superpower. And why does his country is in disarray, and we've got some South Koreans listening this morning. The country is poor, it's in disarray, it's under dictatorship, and he wants to spend all this money on making him a superpower with nuclear weapons. What good is going to come out of that? I just hope that this thing with him and North Korea is defused before it gets any worse. And you don't think the United States is paying attention to what he's doing? Do you know the U.S. has to be working on different contingency plans in case he starts to use these weapons against someone, other countries in the area or us. You don't think the Defense Department, you don't think the White House is got plans on how to deal with him? He better be careful. But anyway,
that's right.
If you would like tickets for this free event to see the movie Devotion about the Korean War, call this number, 313-224-0881. 313-224-0881 for free tickets for this movie. There's a skating party at Northland Skating Rink with the business owner Goldfinger. I went over there the other day up in Oak Park, and he had some beautiful Castech masks, you know, COVID masks, with the Castech logo and name on it. That I'm telling you, he has a lot of unique items there, a lot of school items. But he's sponsoring and it's for Redford Calf, Cooley McKenzie, Chadsey, and Mumford, all of them, Murray Wright. It's a high school skate party fundraiser, and that is Wednesday, December 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Northland Skating Rink. Your host, Tune-Up Man, will be in the house. Renaissance High School, too, Western, all of them, all Detroit high schools. And Commissioner McCormick is also participating in that event. Our District 6 holiday party. Everybody's invited. Chaplain, please come out. And I hope the Sunday morning is free. It's Commissioner McCormick's holiday party, December 19th at Pace, sure. Michigan. Pace is one of those big organizations that help seniors in Southeast Michigan. They have they actually have transportation. They pick up seniors and stuff like that. And it's going to be at 17330 Graydale Street on Detroit's west side. And once again, you can call this number. Actually, this is my number at my desk, 313-224-0881. Matter of fact, any information you hear about Commissioner McCormick that I share with you, that's the contact number. It's my phone number at my office downtown at the commission, 313-224-0881. And I think that's it for her announcements. She has also ladies night Thursday nights at Demi's. There's some good food over there. I went to had some chicken and fries the other night. And that's a after work affair from 5 to 9 at Demi's restaurant, 7 Mile and Telegraph. They used to have those $2 lamb chops, remember? Those were so good. Yeah. This was before COVID. But
yeah, but you got to eat about 6 of them. You need 6 of these things.
So, prices have changed, and now things are not that cheap anymore. You can't get a lamb chop for $2 anymore.
They run about $6 or $8. I went to a spot that had lamb chops on there for $8. I wasn't even hungry no more. You hear me?
And, And then I used to get the lamb chops in the package, and they used to be around $9.99 to $13. $13 used to be the high. Now I barely see anything less than $18 for those what they call them, butterfly lamb chops, where they're cut. They're
like, all, you know the name.
Cut up.
You know the specific name. You love them.
Yes, but I don't have lamb chops like I used to. I had to cut back. You know, I'm not at that level. I don't have that extra cash that it takes. I have to eat the other parts of the lamb now, lamb shanks, lamb, lamb steaks or whatever, halfway 50% lamb. I don't know, but I can't do the lamb. I can't do them lamb chops no more, but something lamb. And didn't Jesus eat lamb too sometimes? Lamb and fish?
In my understanding, he loved it.
Yeah. Lamb is sweet. Lamb is is one of the sweetest meats, and it has flavor.
Yes.
And I love lamb. Lamb, I tell you, you know. Anyway, I start drifting sometimes, and now
you sound like you done got hungry.
Now I'm talking myself into, you know, lunch already. But
right.
Ben, we had a great show this morning, and this is what eventually in the new year I want to do. I want to carve out some time. Mm-hmm. We want to bring mm-hmm. people the latest in news and weather on a Sunday morning. You know, if there's an earthquake somewhere mm-hmm. Saturday night, we want to bring it to you Sunday morning. We want to tell you about it.
That's
you
right.
know, if the president resigned Saturday night, we want to bring it to you Sunday morning. You know, that's the type of
that's
thing.
Right.
The weather, don't we need to know what the weather it is before I head out to church?
That's right.
Minister Smith just told
that's
me just
right.
now he had to get off the line because he was walking in the church. So we do need mm-hmm. to know what the weather is. We need to know the weather like everybody else. You know, don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's people need to know
right.
the weather. We need to know the news and weather like everybody else. But what
that's
we,
right.
But what we won't do is we ain't doing 24/7 news. This ain't no 24/7 news operation here. This is not what I'm.
That's
this,
right.
You know, this is not what I was called to do. I was called
that's right.
to bring some help and good news
mm-hmm.
and inspiration. To try to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much people are really hurting right now in this world.
Yes, they are.
Now, if you don't believe me, look at all the mass shootings we're having in this country. And if you don't want to look at that, look at the Russian war on Ukraine. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people that are suffering in this world, and you don't think and another thing that people forget. We have shootings and killings every day in Detroit. You don't
yes,
think
we
that
do.
Those you don't think that those family members are hurting right now? You don't think that they cry
right.
when they go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning? They're sitting in class and
that's
start
right.
crying. They get in their car, they're crying. You don't think that people are
mm-hmm.
are suffering from
mm-hmm.
the loss of their loved one, their family member,
mm-hmm.
cousin, their spouse. I saw something the guy
mm-hmm.
pulled up at the gas station the couple of days ago at Greenfield and 8 Mile and was shot in
mm-hmm.
the truck.
My Lord.
You know, so that's what my program is going to focus on now. I want to focus
mm-hmm.
on bringing some help, good news, inspiration, hope, people that are dealing with a lot of stuff. And some of it might not be a shooting or a killing, but it's no money. They don't have any money.
That's right.
They can't find a job. They may be disabled and can't work
mm-hmm.
and, you know, can't get around. Somebody broke into
mm-hmm.
their house. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They just got fired.
Mm-hmm.
know, and people are not dealing. What was this guy? We talked about it at the top of the hour. What was this guy? What was his grievances to shoot up his coworkers at Walmart? What was he going through?
Right.
You need to tell me people ain't going through stuff. We have to address it, or else, guess what? They're going to go shoot up their coworkers. They're going to go shoot up the
school.
That's what they're going to do if they don't get help, if we don't talk to them. And we have to talk to them now. See, there's not enough. I listen to these programs, and then I'm going to wrap it up in a second. I don't know why I don't know why I let you and Minister Smith talk me into this, you know.
I don't know, right?
But you know, people are, if we don't give people an alternative to what's on their mind, if they think that they're
mm-hmm.
locked into something, they're going to be depressed and locked into something,
mm-hmm.
then that's when they lash out. Because they don't know what else to do. They don't know where else to go. And
that's right.
That's what more of it. I listen to a lot of those talk shows all day. I listen to a lot of them on different stations. But guess what they're not talking about? They're not talking about something good and positive that will help you, that will help mm-hmm. your mind, that will give you a healthy mm-hmm. mind. And that's what the mm-hmm. problem is. There's nothing to balance out all that negative stuff. Oh, you know what? Some people's religion is Democrat, Republican.
Yeah.
That's all they worry about. That's all they think about. Just like somebody told me yesterday that they live in Columbus and they're from Michigan and they get cussed out because they have on Michigan T-shirts. And
wow.
Some of those Ohio people take it so seriously. They cross the line. And they take it too far. It becomes a religion. Sports, Michigan, Ohio State becomes a religion. Democrat, Republican
mm-hmm.
becomes a religion. Conservative
mm-hmm.
or liberal become a religion, and they get
mm-hmm.
locked into it. Everything they think about, they put it into whether it's Democrat or Republican. How can you
mm-hmm.
live like that? How can you live like that,
yeah.
thinking that everything is either Democrat or Republican, right wing or left wing? People need to start thinking about stuff up for themselves and stop getting locked into
mm-hmm.
it, into these type of religious fervor over
yes.
Democrat and Republican. I mean, it's so bad now, you know, the far right, the MAGA conservatives, the they will take things. Look at January 6th. They will take it to a level of violence now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will.
Because they're so far entrenched over to the far right, and they don't even care about the Constitution. They don't care about voting anymore. Didn't they want us to vote back in the, you know, they didn't want us to riot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they told us to vote. So now we vote. Now they don't like us voting. So now they want to stop us from voting. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to trade the Constitution for a dictatorship? You want to put somebody Donald Trump in, who just invited representing hate groups to his Mar-a-Lago home? No, we don't need all that. We don't need all that. All right, we are at the top of the hour. What an interesting show. Today the men had it. With me, you, and
yes.
Mr. Smith. Yep, that we haven't had that in a while. I think that's a first. That's the first time that we did not have any of our Sunday morning females, the women on the Sunday morning.
And it wasn't
team.
My idea. Please make that metal part
no,
of the
no,
it.
No,
was not my
Christie,
idea.
No Evangelist Christie, no Henrietta Ivey, and no Kimberly Batchelor Davis. But we held
I'm
it
missing.
Down.
I ain't gonna lie, I miss them. I miss their voice, and
yes,
it's my prayer that everybody is doing okay. But I tell you, man, to not hear those phenomenal women that are part of this great team, man, it's, oh, my Lord. We men, we held it down. We held it down to the fullest. But it's something about their level of excitement, man. When they are on, and all of them don't even have to be on. It could just be one of them. But to hear their voices, it brings a level of excitement to with the Sunday morning team, man, that I can't live without it. I cannot live without it, man. I miss them. I wish one of them would come online right now. You hear me? Just
yep.
to say hi. Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes I've been busy, you've been busy, and they're
mm-hmm.
busy, but we kept it going
yeah.
on anyway.
Yes.
Chaplain Cappy, thanks for holding it down for the team this morning, you and Minister
you,
Smith,
man.
And have
yes.
a very safe and wonderful and blessed day today, and God bless
you. Too,
you,
man. God bless
and
you.
Thanks for sharing in the conversation this morning.
No doubt. Bless you as well. Thank you, Detroit. And the missionary. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Benjamin Brothers and Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community. One neighborhood. One city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, experts in small business support services. Call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be. You're loving me. Right. Just when you think it ain't.